Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A powerful earthquake has struck Nepal and the Himalayan region, killing more than 1,800. As Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi, the quake destroyed parts of Kathmandu, triggered an avalanche on Mount Everest, and devastated the mountainous region.
The massive scale of the tragedy unfolded in the hours after the earthquake flattened homes, damaged buildings, and split open walls and roads in the bustling Kathmandu Valley, home to 2.5 million people and Nepal's main cities. But the devastation could be much wider because scores of tiny villages perched on Himalayan slopes have not yet been accessed. The epicenter of the killer quake, which struck shortly before noon Saturday, was located 80 kilometers northwest of Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. The death toll climbed rapidly through the day as the army and police launched an effort to rescue people. The earthquake also triggered an avalanche at the Mount Everest base camp, killing several guides and mountaineers and flattening many tents. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State militant says its military forces carried out airstrikes in Syria and Iraq on Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes approved by the Iraqi military defense, using fighters as well as attack bombers and remotely piloted aircraft, all against the IS terrorist. Airstrikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar struck, disabled, destroyed IS fighting positions, its vehicles, and heavy machine guns. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. Despite the strikes on Saturday, Islamic State militants exploded 3 suicide car bombs near the border. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the last major government town, the government-held town in Idlib province. That happened Saturday, giving the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of the Assad regime. Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took full control of the northwestern town of Jisr al-Shughr on Saturday, about 4 days of fighting into the Syrian forces. Analysts say the fall of Jisr al-Shughr opens up a strategic route for the rebels to neighboring Latakia province on the Mediterranean coast, which is a bastion of support for President Bashar al-Assad. Voting underway in Togo's presidential election, with President Faure Gnassingbé seeking a third 5-year term. And Look reports opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president in the last election, is expected to come in second in the single-round presidential poll.
Voters started lining up as early as 5 a.m. in the capital, Lomé. People are voting their convictions today, says this voter. You just have to look around the country to see how urgent these elections are. He says this vote comes down to whether or not you approve of how things are. President Faure Gnassingbé is seeking a third term. The Gnassingbé family has ruled Togo since the current president's father took power in a military coup in 1967. The opposition says it's time for a change. Politician Jean-Pierre Fabre is Mr. Gnassingbé's top challenger. Casting his ballot, Mr. Fabre said this act of voting is crucial. And Look, VOA News, Dakar.
Here in the U.S., President Obama used his weekly media address to press for approval of his Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Mr. Obama said the new trade deal is needed to ensure the United States keeps pace with China, negotiating trade pacts across the world. Mr. Obama said if the U.S. does not lock in new trade rules for the 21st century, then China will write those rules.
We have lessons to learn from the past, and we have learned them. But trying to stop a global economy at our shores isn't one of those lessons. We can't surrender to the future because we are meant to win the future.
President Obama is pushing Congress to give him trade promotion authority, where Congress could vote yes or no on trade deals but could not make any changes in them. And 25 years ago on Saturday, the Hubble telescope was deployed, loaded with an array of instruments designed to tell us about the universe. Scientists say Hubble has painted a picture of the solar system.
That's the latest world news from VOA.